Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
What is true revival in the church? Not when the pastor's preaching revival, but when the congregation is declaring revival. When the congregation is getting involved in the works of Jesus. When you begin to get the revelation, I'm not a pew sitter. I'm a Great Commission goer. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be involved. I'm a believer. And I've been given the authority to use the name of Jesus. I can do these things. I can lay hands. One of the greatest testimonies I still share a lot of times, and you probably heard it before, but whenever I was first pastoring the first church, the little church I was pastoring took it over, and I'd been there for several months. Then a little lady in her 70s came back from Florida and came up here, and she was in the services, and she would just come up after the first month. She came up to me. She says, "My goodness, I'm telling you, I've learned so much from you. You're the best little pastor we've ever had here." Hallelujah. Well, I was 23, and she was 73. She had a right to call me a little pastor. Amen. And so, you know, she just grabbed a hold of it. And then, you know, we went along like that, and a couple months went on, you know, and she's up here during the spring and the summer months. And then she came to church on Sunday morning. She said, may I share a testimony? Well, I said, well, sure. She's a sweet little lady, and she loved God. And she said, you know, this past week I was in my kitchen, and I slipped and fell. She said, I hit right on my hip and said, I hurt it pop, and I lay there and it hurt so bad. And you know, back then, that's when you had the phones on a cord that was stuck either on a shelf or on a wall someplace. We're talking about 78, 79. And so, you know, she said, I'm laying there looking up and I can see my phone, but I can't get to it and I can't move and I'm hurting real bad and I'm not scheduled anybody to come. She said, I'm an elderly lady. I'm a widow. I'm living here by myself. And she said, I could lay here for 2 or 3 days. I might lay here and die. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Can't get to the phone. Can't call anybody for help. Nobody can hear me in here. What am I going to do? And she said, down on the inside of her, she heard these words. She said, I heard the voice of God say, your pastor said that you could lay hands on yourself. You're a believer, and your hands are as anointed as his. Pray and believe for yourself. And she said, I just reached out down there and put my hand on my hip and said, in Jesus' name, I believe I received my healing. And she said, I'll tell you what, the power of God hit me. Something warm went into my hip. I started feeling better. I got up and danced all over my kitchen. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, I'm telling you what, I'm sad to say it took me 70 plus years to get to the place where I realized God could use me, but he's going to use me now until I go home and be with him. Hallelujah. Amen. It's never too late to learn. The Lord wants to use you if you're a believer. Don't matter if you're young or old. He'll use you if you'll trust him and listen to him. Amen. So he's given us his name, and we do all these things in and through and under the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth, and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Amen? Jesus is Lord, and his name brings his lordship into that situation. Now, look down here and let's continue on. Verse 15. Jesus says here, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. How many of you love Jesus? Look what he says to do. He says, keep my commandments. And what are you going to do, Lord, if I keep your commandments? I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Praise God. Notice here, not only does the Lord Jesus call us into his ministry and give us the authority to use his name, he says if we'll follow him and do his word, he would send the Holy Spirit to us, praise God. And the Holy Spirit would come into and upon us to anoint us and help us to do the works of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do you understand, church, that the Holy Spirit has a twofold purpose for coming into and upon you? The Holy Spirit comes into your life to instruct you and will show you some things and help you personally live for God. But the Holy Spirit also comes into your life and upon you to help you to do the works of God. Amen. And you and I should never be doing anything in our own strength or in our own power. Paul, writing to the Ephesians church, says in Ephesians 6:10, he says, in conclusion, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. In other words, I'm not to be strong in myself. I'm to be strong in the Lord. I'm to be strong in the power of his might. I'm to put on his whole armor. I'm supposed to put on his anointing. I'm supposed to put on all the things he has for me and face life's challenges in the power of God, not in my own natural power. And so the Lord is saying here, I'm calling you, I'm giving you my name, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and I'll come to you through the Holy Spirit. Now, it's important that we understand that the Lord said, I will come to you. How's he coming to me? Through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now we're going to see why it's so important that as believers we get born of the Spirit, but then we go ahead and follow the Lord into the upper room and get filled with the Spirit. Amen? Have the Spirit within, but the Spirit upon, so that we can do the works of God. Jesus said he would send another helper, and the helper would come, and Jesus would come to us. We wouldn't be left on our own. We would have to do it in our own ability, but Jesus would come to us, and he would come to us how? Through the helper, through the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, now how can you say that? I didn't say that. The Lord himself said that. And I'll prove it to you. Look in John 14, verse 26. Just drop down to the 26th verse. Look what the Lord said. I'm going to read this to you out of the Amplified because it brings it out a little bit more clear and it'll help us to understand it. Why do I need the Holy Spirit to come into me and upon me? In verse 26, Jesus said this, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now we begin to find out that the Holy Spirit's just not our helper. The Holy Spirit's our Comforter. The Holy Spirit's our Counselor. The Holy Spirit's our Intercessor. The Holy Spirit's our Advocate. The Holy Spirit's the one who strengthens us. The Holy Spirit's our Standby. What's that mean? When everybody else leaves you, he'll stand by you. Amen. How many of you know if the Lord's standing by you, you're a majority. Praise God. Amen. They'll all forsake me. The Lord will be with me. And if he's with me, then I know I can get through this thing. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will be our standby. He'll stand by us. Now listen to what he says. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Now here's what you got to get a hold of. Get a hold of this part. Whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. How is it that Jesus said there in that verse 18 that he was going to come to me? He said, and I will come to you. I'll not leave you orphans. How is he going to come to me? But the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, Standby. Who is that, Lord? The Holy Spirit. What's going to happen when the Holy Spirit comes? Whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. What I need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the only part of the Godhead that's in operation on planet Earth today. You ought to just be able to read the Bible and learn that one on your own. Amen. In Mark chapter 16, verse 19 over there, what did he say? And he says, and the Lord Jesus, after this, ascended up on high and was seated at the right hand of God. So we know he's at the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 2, 3 and 4 talks about him being the high priest at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. My goodness, folks, we know that the Father and the Son are in heaven seated on the throne, and Jesus there is our mediator and our high priest representing us before the throne of God. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. And when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, he came in behalf of Jesus Christ to act on Jesus' behalf, to do what Jesus would do if he was still here. And so the Lord comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the Holy Spirit going to do? He will teach you all things. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is going to teach me how to live for God. So the first reason I need to have this is I need the Lord's presence in my life. And second of all, I need the Holy Spirit teaching me how to live this life. And he will cause you to recall. He will remind you of and bring to your remembrance everything I've told you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that the Holy Spirit helps me to remember things. Sometimes my wife says he helps me remember too much and too good. Praise God. But you know, I've learned to develop, to trust Him, praise God. And there are times I'll be going along and I can't remember something. And I'll just pray in Spirit and I'll say, now, Holy Spirit, you know what that was. You just remind me of that again. What was that? And you know, it ain't just a little snap until all of a sudden that thought comes and here comes the remembrance. And I can remember just like I was there. And it might have been 30 years ago. And I can remember just like I was there. In fact, my wife says, it sounds sometimes like you have this photographic memory because you can almost say it word for word. And I can get the tape out and then letting you tell me what you said, and it's almost word for word what you said. I said, well, the Holy Ghost remembers it accurately. Hallelujah. Somebody says, I wish that worked for me. It don't work by wishing, it works by receiving. Hallelujah. See, you have to receive the Holy Spirit. You have to let Him do this. You have to accept Him. And I got to just praying not too long ago. In fact, I was getting ready for some of these services and back a couple months ago, and I was praying, and I was led to go, verse 26, and I'd read it many times, but then I would just meditate on it. It says, and He shall come in my behalf and act on my behalf, and He'll represent me. And I just stopped right there, and I said, oh, Holy Spirit, forgive me. I haven't been giving you the credit and the place of honor that you ought to have. Well, when you come to teach me and you come to lead me and you come to represent you. You're acting on His behalf. Well, Holy Spirit, you're here in Jesus' place. That's how He comes to me. He comes to me through you. Well, I need to begin to yield to you a little bit more. I need to respect when you want to teach me something. I need to listen when you want to bring something to my mind. Why? Because that's the same thing as if Jesus was here. I should be treating you, Holy Spirit, with the same reverence and respect that I'm treating the Lord Jesus. Because you're here in His behalf. You're representing Jesus. That's how Jesus comes to me, through the agent of the Holy Spirit. That's powerful, isn't it? And so we begin to see some truths here that begin to set us free. Now you look in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. Once again, I want to read these to you out of the Amplified Bible. And you begin to see why you need to yield to the Holy Spirit and begin to listen to the Holy Spirit and begin to be filled up with the Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Because that's the Lord guiding you. The Holy Spirit is here for the Lord. In verse 13 of John 16, Amplified says, but when He, not it, you get the Holy Spirit yet? I got it. No, you didn't get it. You got Him if you got the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's a divine personality. Are you hearing me? And He's just as much a part of the Godhead as Jesus is part of the Godhead. And the Father is a part of the Godhead. Amen. And He says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, He will guide you into all the truth. Well, we know He's talking about the Word of God, because John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them with Thy truth, Thy Word is truth. So the Holy Spirit's the revelator of the Word of God. You know why some people cannot get a hold of the truth of God's Word? It's because they're trying to figure out in their own head, their own way, and not letting the Holy Spirit bring the revelation of it to their heart.
Today's message is from Pastor Huffman's new series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. You can receive your own copy of this series on CD for $15 by sending your check or money order to Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. To use your credit card, call 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. And ask for the series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. This series and many other ministry resources are available online at darylhuffman.org. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.